Welcome to Soulful Jewish Living, Mindful Practices for Every Day with me, Josh Fagelson. I'm grateful you're here, and I hope you benefit from our time together. I'm a lousy poker player. I have a terrible time keeping my face straight, which is essential to bluffing and thus to playing poker. And I'm not really much of an actor either. I acted in exactly one play after elementary school, and it was written by a college friend who basically guilted me into it. Sorry, Sarah. But these are exceptions. Generally speaking, I love to play. I love board games and card games. I love sports, both watching and playing. I love music, playing the piano badly, and concerts. I love making puns and jokes, especially dad jokes, that is, playing with words. And since I'm always on brand, every morning, I play all the New York Times word games, all of them. Play hard, work hard. That's my motto. One of my strongest memories from childhood is the play that happened around Passover. There was getting ready for the play, sitting down with my dad, going through the Haggadah, and helping him figure out who would read which parts of the script. There was the playing that happened the night before the holiday, when he would put out 10 pieces of bread around the house, and with a candle in one hand and a wooden spoon and feather in the other, my brothers and I would search through the house looking for them. There was the play that happened at the Seder itself, when he would hide the afikomen and we'd race to find it. Passover was a playful time. For the ancient rabbis who wrote the Haggadah, Passover was a night for wordplay. The Seder was a time to play with the meanings of words, to explore their possibilities, to uncover new understandings, even to make corny dad jokes, or even worse, rabbi dad jokes. Ask my kids, it's painful. There's actually a long section of the Haggadah that's all about making this kind of wordplay on a biblical passage. As an adult and a rabbi, I've come to appreciate that this emphasis on play at Passover is actually about something much deeper than just having fun. When you get down to it, playfulness is an expression of freedom. So it's natural that Passover, our holiday of freedom, features play. Our tradition invites us to rediscover that words don't have to be locked into only one meaning. Our experiences don't have to mean only one thing. There's always a different way to look at it, a new way to understand a word or a text. Why? Well, allow me to get philosophical for a minute here. I think when we encounter a word or text, even or especially one we're really familiar with, we're not the same person we were the last time we had that encounter. The text may be the same, but we're different. And that can prompt us to think differently than we thought before. It allows us to play, to try on a word or an idea in a different way, to explore a different way of understanding. This applies to everything: the text of the Passover Haggadah, the Declaration of Independence, a favorite poem, a pop song. Think of Shake It Off by Taylor Swift. And no, I won't sing, don't worry. But what comes to mind when she sings The Faker's Gonna Fake, or more on our theme, The Player's Gonna Play? I'm guessing if you let yourself think about it, how you think about it might be different than the last time you heard it. Maybe the last time you listened to it, you heard the line about fakers or players as referring to someone you know. And maybe this time you find it referring to someone else, maybe even yourself. When that something else comes to mind, you and Taylor are playing together, playing with meaning, playing with possibility. This is so fundamental to a Jewish understanding of what it means to be a free human being. We get to play with words, play with meaning, and in the process, play with life. Like kids with Play-Doh, we get to stretch words and sentences. Like Legos, we get to connect them in all sorts of cool ways. Like sports, we can't play with words so far beyond their meanings that they're out of bounds. Like theater or music, the act of playing with words actually reaffirms that there is indeed a basic structure here. And in the very same breath, it acknowledges that there is freedom in that structure. I think that's one of the essential messages of Passover, and I hope it's one all of us can tap into this year and every year. To help you do that, I'll share one playful practice my family and I have done at our seders for many years. You remember how I said that there's a long section of the Haggadah that does all this biblical playing? Let's be real. Often it gets skipped because people are hungry and ready for the meal already. But I actually think it's amazing. It's based on a short passage from the Torah, Deuteronomy chapter 26, verses 5 to 8. In ancient times, this was a passage people would say when they brought their first fruits to the temple in Jerusalem in the springtime. Because they recited it every year, many folks probably knew it by heart. And it encapsulates Israelite history very efficiently. These are the words in English. My ancestor was a fugitive Aramean. He went down to Egypt with small numbers and dwelled there. But there he became a great and very populous nation. The Egyptians dealt harshly with us and oppressed us. They imposed heavy labor upon us. We cried out to Hashem, the God of our ancestors, and Hashem heard our plea and saw our plight, our misery, and our oppression. Hashem freed us from Egypt by a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, an awesome power, and by signs and wonders. Okay, that's the history. So here's the game. You can do this yourself, or you can invite others to do it with you. Take a word or phrase in this passage and do a Google image search for it. You could take fugitive or oppression. You could try cry out or mighty hand or outstretched arm. See what images come up. See if there's one or two that speak to you or that make you think differently about what the word could mean. Allow yourself the time and space to sit with the images and notice what comes up in your mind, heart, and body as you experience them. At the Seder, go through this passage and have folks share their images and why they chose them. And again, give folks the space to do that noticing. You could even have a little contest and give out prizes: most mind-opening, most meaningful, most playful, most creative, etc. I've done this playful practice for years, and in some years, it's the centerpiece of our Seder. I find that every year it illuminates something new in my experience of freedom at Passover. You might have other playful practices of your own, which is great. I'd love to hear about them, because the larger point is that playfulness is a central part of Jewish mindfulness, a foundational part of Jewish life. Amidst all the seriousness of the Seder and the problems of the world, our ability to imagine, to not be locked in, to play, it's at the root of what it means to be free. Blessings for the journey. Know that I'm on it with you. Thank you for joining us for Soulful Jewish Living. Mindful Practices for Every Day, a production of Unpacked, a division of Open Door Media, and the Institute for Jewish Spirituality. This episode was sponsored by Jonathan and Corey Califer and the Somerset Patriots, the Bridgewater, New Jersey-based AA affiliate of the New York Yankees. If you like this show, subscribe, give us 5 stars, and write us a review on Apple Podcasts. Check out Jewish Unpacked for everything Unpacked-related and subscribe to our other podcasts, and check out the Institute for Jewish Spirituality. Most importantly, be in touch. Write to me at josh@jewishunpacked.com. This episode was hosted by me, Rabbi Josh Fagelson. Audio was edited by Rob Pera and were produced by Rivki Stern. Thanks for joining us. Hi, everyone. I want to let you know about a wonderful new opportunity for folks in their 20s and 30s. It's called Shed It, and it's our new live weekly 30-minute Jewish mindfulness meditation set on Monday nights, hosted by Rebecca Schisler. You'll be able to practice along with other spiritual seekers from all over, and we even have a great WhatsApp group for you to connect. Go to jewishspirituality.org to find out more. That's jewishspirituality, all one word, .org. Thanks.